Blackstone presents Seduced by the Light, The Mina Miller Edison Story by Alexandra Reimer. This book is read by Bernadette Dunn. All charts, diagrams, and photographs that appear in the print edition of this book can be found in the bonus PDF file that accompanies your audiobook CD or download. For the strong women in my life who have taught me to be resilient, my maternal grandmother, Lily, my mother, Carol Reimer, and my daughter, Dahlia. Preface. As a graduate student, almost 20 years ago, I began working at the Thomas Edison Papers at Rutgers University. At that time, I knew as much as the average American knew about Thomas Alva Edison, his phonograph, and his incandescent electric light inventions. However, I was not entirely aware that he amassed a record of 1,093 patents covering innovations and improvements in a wide range of fields, including telecommunications, electric power, sound recording, motion pictures, primary and storage batteries, and mining and cement technology. In addition, there were more than 5 million pages of documents that chronicled his extraordinary life and achievements. I became part of the team to produce a selective 10-volume book edition of transcribed and annotated documents. The scholarly volumes provide an overview of Edison's life and career and significant resources for understanding technological development and the emergence of new industries in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, and allowed each editor to develop expertise. Everyone on the staff developed a subspecialty. It helped divide up the research. As a social historian, I was committed to understanding the lives of ordinary people who have faced particular challenges. My field intersects with the study of families, childhood, gender, race, labor, religion, crime, poverty, health, and disability. I initially thought the Edison Papers would be a short stop on my career path to other archives with more intriguing family letters, scrapbooks, and events. Yet I knew nothing about Edison's family at that time. I did not even know his son became the governor of New Jersey. But why would I? I am a New Yorker and never fully felt at home in the Garden State. To my satisfying surprise, this
sample complete. Ready to continue?